Looked at your cell phone bill recently? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Osborne, assistant professor of marketing at the University of Toronto, delves into the how and why of cell phone bill shock.
Almost everyone is familiar with the idea of cell phone bill shock, when at the end of the month you get an unexpectedly high bill because you talked or texted too much. Part of the reason that we face this problem is due to the structure of cellular phone plans. Our contracts usually give us a certain number of monthly free minutes, but then we get charged a very high overage rate when we use more. In a detailed study of cell phone usage by university students, we identify two reasons for bill shock. First, it is difficult for people to track their usage over the course of a billing cycle. Second, people don't do a very good job of forecasting how much they will use. Because of this, people choose cell phone plans with too few free minutes and use more minutes than they expect. In lots of countries, including the US, government agencies have proposed regulations to help combat bill shock, which would require cell phone companies to send text messages or alerts to their customers when they use up their free minutes. As a result of this, we can show, using a model estimated in our data, that consumers would spend a lot less on extra charges. However, we identify a potential flaw in this regulation. Cell phone companies make significant revenues from overages, and using our model, we predict that cell phone companies would raise monthly fees in order to recoup lost profits. Once we factor price changes into account, some consumers are in fact harmed by the regulation. We believe that providing better information to consumers and stronger competition policy can be better avenues to help consumers avoid bill shock.
That was Matthew Osborne of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.